You could be right and I could be wrong. We could just fight and we could be strong. You could be right and I could be wrong. We could just fight and we could be strong.
This is Bridge the Gap with Mark and Dave, the program that seeks for the truth no matter where it is found. I'm Mark.
And I'm David.
About 5 years ago, I had some profound eye-opening experiences while I was in Remsen, Iowa, living in a trailer on a mink farm of the winter of 2014. Then in 2015, some things happened that led to miraculous healing between me and my children. And then this healing in 2015 led me to another phase in my life that explains in part why I now live with my wife's ex-husband, which led in part to how I met Dave, which led in part to why David and I have teamed up to do the program we call Bridge the Gap. So David, do you want to explain to us what that means to you?
Yeah, so a little bit of my backstory. So I am in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, or in other words, I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict, but I'm also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I have been for my entire life. I'll get into my story at another point in time in more detail, but with that background just right there that you know, it does give me what I've seen as a great asset in my life and a unique viewpoint and perspective. I've lived in complete contradiction to what I believe at times in my life. I've been doing drugs, lying, stealing, cheating, just literally doing whatever it took to fulfill selfish desires for drugs and alcohol. But I've also served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I've also really dedicated the sole purpose of my life to my belief. Everything from, you know, finding a wife that believes in the same thing as me and all that. So anyways, with all that said, I love the idea of Bridge the Gap. As this has come together, I believe that there are so many people out there in all different stages of life. And I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether people know it or not, is in our lives at all times, whether that be the love that we feel for our family members, or that whether that be some sort of belief in some sort of higher power that we don't know exactly what it is, or whether that be an absolute sure testimony of the gospel itself, testimony, a belief and knowledge that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true, whatever it may be. And I think that there needs to be people, and I think we all do it in one way or another, that help bridge the gap between where they are and where other people are. So if you believe something and you have a friend that believes something different, obviously, if you're friends, you've been able to bridge that gap and find common ground and connect. And what happens when we connect is that we help each other grow. So both people in that relationship are going to grow in their belief, in their friendship, in their love for each other, whatever it may be. And so this idea of Bridge the Gap, it's so that we can not see the differences amongst each other, but that we can see the similarities, not point out the things that we don't believe that are the same or the things that we believe that aren't the same, but really the things that we believe that are the same.
That's really good. I want to talk a little bit more about the story of how we met. Do you remember? It's kind of fun. And so I want to lay that out there for our listeners to hear. Because around November of 2018, I was called to be the Elders Quorum Activity Committee Chairman. So we kind of met as a committee and we planned 9 various activities to help the elders stay friends, I suppose. All the changes going on in the church in 2019 have been quite interesting. And by the way, right now it's June 2019.
And for those of you that don't understand anything that Mark just said, in our church, there's a group of guys. We do stuff together, whether that be on Sundays or other days of the week. And that's what he's referring to.
Yeah. So we decided that we were going to go on a retreat to a cabin. I had this feeling I needed to call David. And so I called the Elders Quorum president. I just said, do you have his phone number? I'm going to call him and personally invite him to this cabin retreat. And so he gave me your number and I called it and it was the wrong number. And I gave up at that point, never got a hold of you, right?
So he didn't try that hard.
But I did give you a call. And then fast forward like 3 months and what happens? I walk out of sacrament meeting and this really cool guy comes up to me with this big smile on his face and he introduces himself as David Moore. He says, I'm your new ministering companion. And I didn't place it together at that point. I'm like, oh, well, great. We've got a couple people that I've been seeing. One of them lives in my house. His name's Adam. Go ahead and tell the story from there, from your perspective.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, so here we are, where we are now, I'm coming up on 8 months of sobriety. So when I first came up to Mark at church and said, hey, I'm your new ministering companion, it's probably 2 months ago. So I probably had 6 months of sobriety. So basically my life was changing a lot. I went from an active drug addict to, hey, I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to be sober. I'm trying to live my life in the way that I believe. And one of the things I really believe in is fulfilling my callings in the church or whatever it may be. And so, yeah, so I get my, you know, church or the LDS Tools app out and I look up, oh, Mark Martin's my companion. I don't know if I Googled him or what to find a picture of him. And I'm just trying to do, you know, what I think I should do and do what I believe. And it's amazing the miracles that unfolded by just taking little steps.
So we go out doing our ministering thing, and it turns out that you were very open about your prior drug addiction. And I'm just kind of listening to you go, wow. And when you met Adam, who is my wife's ex-husband living with me in my home, who is also a recovering drug addict and very ill person, he has, you know, he's given me permission to talk about this on the podcast. He actually would like to be part of it one day, but at this juncture in time, you know, he's not here, and maybe we will have him on future episodes. But he suffers from gastroparesis. He has some very legitimate physical illnesses and also a proclivity to take drugs to try and solve those illnesses, and also suicidal ideation. So he's kind of got the triple whammy that he's struggling with right now in his life. And you're coming in the house and you're just talking really open. Hey, I've been there, done that. I get it. And it was very refreshing to have that kind of honesty in our home with somebody who's struggling so desperately with some things.
Totally. Mark has his wife's ex-husband who struggles with a drug addiction living with him. When I first heard that, when he first told me that, it was like, okay, this guy's a special guy. I got to figure out what's going on and why and all that. And, but then number two, yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's, to me, it's a great example of bridging the gap, right? Mark invites me into his home. Here Mark is, never having had, you know, experiences with drug addiction, all that kind of stuff. And here his wife's ex-husband, who's living in the heart of it right now. There's a big gap there. And the first day that we got together for ministering, we talked with Adam for a little bit. And then we went to another sister in the ward's home. And it was an incredible experience right there. She opened up and shared with us some things about a family member.
We'll ask her if it's okay if we share the experience before we say anything in detail about it.
Totally.
But I think without using that person's name, we can say that they also had a loved one who had actually died within the last year or so from a drug overdose.
And those times I can sit there and talk with her and say some things that if I hadn't gone through what I've gone through, I wouldn't be able to say. And it's interesting how the worst, darkest times of my life are now an asset that I can use to connect with people and help bridge that gap between this dark world of addiction and all that and with those that are, you know, not in that world.
Yeah. And so now back to that first day when you came up to me for the first time and introduced yourself. At that point, it hadn't dawned on me that you were the same person that I felt inspired to call and invite to the cabin retreat. And then you're telling me all these stories and I just started looking at you like, wait a minute. I tried to call you like, you know, 3 months ago and I couldn't get a hold of you.
I said, Mark, sure you did.
Come whatever. And so I put it together that this is the same guy. Now I'm thinking this is kind of cool. You know, you're a very special person. And I really feel like you've been brought into my life and other people's lives for a purpose that we're defining as bridging the gap. And that's why we're starting this podcast called Bridge the Gap.
Thank you. And well, that leads into, let's fast forward maybe a week or 2 weeks or something. And I'm sitting in sacrament meeting and sacrament meeting ends, the main church service ends. And Mark's sitting right behind me and he just taps me on the shoulder and says, hey, this might sound really weird, but I just have this feeling that we should start.
And I didn't think you would. I was convinced. I'd convinced myself you were too busy, that you were way too cool for this, and that you would not be interested. But I felt that I needed to ask you anyway. I had this gnawing need to say, at least I need to ask him.
Right. So he says, hey, do you want to kind of do some sort of YouTube channel or podcast with me? And instead of the response that Mark thought he was going to get, I said, well, I only think about doing something like that literally every single day of my life. And not only that, but I've actually, different topic and stuff, but in the past, I started something with a few friends of mine, a YouTube channel about drug addiction. And the problem was at that time, I was still in my addiction, so it didn't work too well. So at this time when Mark asked me, I was sober probably 6 months or something like that. And right away, just got really excited to pursue this.
That's the story that got us to where we are today. We're really not sure how this is going to work out, but we just feel like the pieces are coming together. And now I want to finally talk about how Max got involved.
Yes.
And who Max is.
Good old Maximilian.
So Dave, Max is one of your friends. So why don't you go ahead and explain to us how he became involved in this?
Yeah. So Max Forrest, I don't know, I'm kind of throwing this out there, but about 6 years ago, something like that, I got involved with some organization, and it was actually part of it was me sharing my story. So I go to the office of this place.
Wasn't that called Hope 361? Was that the name of?
That's something that came
after that. After
that? Okay. Yeah. But this organization Max was working for, I walk into this room to share my story on camera, and Max is right there behind the camera. And it was truly unlike anything I've ever experienced. Instantaneously, we connected. He's behind the camera. Tell me, okay, sit here, you know, here. And I start telling my story, and he just talked about a big smile on his face. He just gets this light in his eyes and a smile, and him and I just connect. And I can speak at least for myself.
I think you connect with everybody, Dave. But maybe there was a special connection there, but there was, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't feel like they connect with you.
Well, I appreciate that. But put it this way, him and I both knew at that moment that we would be doing stuff production wise, you know, story wise, whatever together. And so that's what led to this thing, Hope 361, where we started a YouTube channel and a website at the time to help share inspirational stories of people in recovery to help spread hope in the world of addiction.
Great. And that's how we dubbed ourselves the Truth Seekers and started the program we call Bridge the Gap. That's it for this episode of Bridge the Gap.
Truth Seekers,